AP News, I'm Tim McGuire in Cleveland today.
COVID cases are down. COVID deaths are down. Unemployment filings are down. Hunger is down. Vaccinations are up. Jobs are up. Growth is up.
President Biden says the country is emerging from the pandemic and the next step is...
We still have work to do, but our future today is as bright and as wide open as it ever has been. And now we're faced with a question. What kind of economy are we going to build for tomorrow?
Senate Republicans have made a counteroffer to the president's infrastructure plan. West Virginia Republican Shelley Moore Capito says it's smaller, $928 billion.
It sticks to the core infrastructure features that we talked to initially. It's a serious effort to try to reach a bipartisan agreement.
Along with the smaller price tag, the Republicans are also refusing to agree to raising corporate tax rates to where they were before the Trump tax cuts to pay for the program. They prefer raising gas taxes and highway user fees. The family of a Capitol police officer who collapsed while fighting off the rioters on January 6th and later died is pushing for lawmakers to form a commission to investigate the assault on the building and Congress. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Gladys Sicknick says she usually stays in the background, but with several GOP senators against a probe into the riot that led to her son's death.
I just couldn't stay quiet anymore.
She and Officer Brian Sicknick's girlfriend are making an extraordinary push on Capitol Hill, visiting senators who are likely to deploy the filibuster to block the commission. Mrs. Sicknick said yesterday they should visit her son's grave at Arlington National Cemetery. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An update on the markets. The Dow gaining 141, while the S&P added 4 points and the Nasdaq closed up 44. This is AP News. The U.S. economy is rebounding.
The Commerce Department's reporting that the U.S. economy grew at a robust rate, 6.4% in the first 3 months of this year. The introduction of vaccines for the coronavirus and nearly $3 trillion in government support have been aiding the recovery from last year's pandemic recession. Spending by consumers grew at a sizzling rate of 11.3%, but that was offset by a decline in U.S. exports. Economists believe that the gross domestic product could top 10% in the current quarter. The Commerce Department also reported that durable goods orders dropped unexpectedly in April. A shortage of computer chips is disrupting auto production. Jennifer King, Washington.
On Monday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill allowing the state to fine social media sites for taking down a statewide politician's account. Today, a pair of federal First Amendment suits were filed against the state by a lobbying firm that represents Twitter, Facebook, and other online companies, and the Computer and Communications Industry Association. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.